felt all his former joy returning, his fears and anxieties dissipating, and he gazed at Cosette, saying, "Oh, what a kindly wound! Oh, what a good misfortune!" Cosette, on perceiving that her father was ill, had deserted the pavilion and again taken a fancy to the little lodging in the back courtyard. She passed nearly all her days beside Jean Valjean, and read to him the books which he desired. Generally they were books of travel. Jean Valjean was undergoing a new birth. His happiness was reviving in these ineffable rays. The Luxembourg, the prowling young stranger, Cosette's coldness, all these clouds upon his soul were growing dim. He had reached the point where he had said to himself, "I imagined all that. I am an old fool." His happiness was so great that the horrible discovery of the Thénardiers made in the Jondrette hovel, unexpected as it was, had, after a fashion, glided over him unnoticed. He had succeeded in making his escape. All trace of him was lost. What more did he care for? He only thought of those wretched beings to pity them. "Here they are in prison, and henceforth they will be incapacitated for doing any harm," he thought. "But what a lamentable family in distress!" As for the hideous vision of the Barrière du Maine, Cosette had not referred to it again.